I saw a movie trailer the other day. How could Batman possibly fight Superman? I mean, isn't that dumb?
Maybe he uses kryptonite.
Well, Batman's got a lot of money. Maybe he builds a suit that can do everything Superman can do.
No. I've seen that movie. It's called Iron Man.
What is happening?
I don't know. But it's beautiful.
Yeah, and now Ben Affleck is Batman? Oh, he was great in Shakespeare in Love.
We should watch that next girls' night. We could do a double feature with the Leonardo DiCaprio, Romeo, and Juliet.
Oh, I love me some Leo.
And it's gone.
Oh, hello, everyone. I am happy to report I'm feeling much better.
Good for you.
Yeah. My fever is gone, my sinuses are pressure-free, and my mucus is as clear as a Yosemite waterfall.
Glad to hear it.
I'll be able to return to work tomorrow.
Yay.
Well, why isn't everyone happy? Your little ray of sunshine is ready to beam again.
You really don't know why?
No, but I knew that his yay was sarcastic. It's not bad for a guy whose last bowel movement sounded like rain on a roof.
Let me refresh your memory.
Penny, rub Vicks on my chest.
Sheldon, I cooked you breakfast. I made your bed. I checked your mouth for thrush. You can rub your own chest.
Sure, grope every other man on the planet, but draw a line with me.
Your little cure package from work. It's our latest antiviral and the best decongestant we make.
I hope laughter is the best medicine because this care package is a joke.
Hey, she came all the way here.
You're gonna want to take these with food.
Sheldon, stop being a baby and let Emily take a look at you.
She's a dermatologist.
I went to medical school.
In that case, try removing the irritating patch of brown skin standing next to you.
Here you go.
Leonard, I'm dying.
You're not dying. It's just the flu.
I asked for chicken noodle. This is chicken and stars. It's killing me.
I never did get that chicken noodle, did I?
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hi, Sheldon.
Hello.
Are you feeling any better?
Physically, yes. But I'm upset because everyone's mad at me for no good reason.
Why don't you tell me what happened, and in a gentle, loving way, I'll explain to you why you're wrong.
Well, you know how when you're sick, you're allowed to be cranky and say whatever you want, and other people's feelings don't matter?
Ooh. Gentle and loving, this is going to be tricky.
I had 101 fever. If that's not a time to verbally abuse my loved ones, when is?
Sheldon, when you're sick, you can be unbearable. That's why your friends have been known to work late or sneak out to the movies or stay at a neurobiology conference 3 days after it's ended.
You stayed in Michigan all week to avoid being around me?
No, not just that. I mean, Detroit is beautiful when it's sleeting.
You know, I'm not the only one who's unpleasant when they're sick. When Penny got food poisoning, she threw up so loudly I could barely hear the television.
I just heard something. Might be hail, might be gunfire. Either way, I'm gonna go take pictures. Bye.
Hey, Stuart.
Hey. Where's Sheldon? Still sick?
No, he's fine. We just need a little break.
I get that. When I brought him his comics the other day, he said, "Oh, great, death is literally at my door."
He was being a jerk to everyone. Don't take it personally.
Oh, I'm on so many antidepressants, I couldn't if I wanted to.
I wish we could do more stuff without Sheldon.
I wish that all the time. Usually before I blow out birthday candles. You know, Amy took some time off from him. Really improved their relationship.
Oh, okay. As long as it doesn't end with us having coitus with him, I'm in.
We should all take a trip or something.
You know, Penny and I have been talking about taking a weekend in Vegas. Maybe we should all go. Oh,
Bernie would love that.
Oh, maybe we could get one of those party buses to take us there.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun. A party bus party don't stop. When I say party, you say bus.
No.
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 So the guys and I were talking about renting a party bus and everyone going to Vegas.
Oh, that could be fun. But just to be clear, you mean a party bus with booze and music, right? Not like juice boxes and video games.
Yes. And Howard's birthday was a drop-off party. You didn't have to stay.
Oh, I'm in. When are we going?
This weekend.
Oh, where are we going?
Well, Vegas, but...
Ugh, Atlantic City without the taffy? No, thank you.
That's fine, because actually you're not invited.
No, that's hurtful.
Oh, Sheldon, you don't even like it there.
Yeah, I can consider a place America's urinal cake and still enjoy the occasional visit.
Not this time.
No, fine. Then I'll just hang out with Wallowitz.
He's coming too.
Well, then Raj and I...
Well,
very well, Stuart.
Well, great, do that.
Ugh, Stuart.
Hi, Sheldon, what's new?
Our friends are jerks, and I'm mad at all of them.
I said what's new, but sure.
Can you believe they planned a trip to Las Vegas and didn't invite me?
Did you refuse to apologize and act like they were stupid for being mad?
You know, I liked it better when there was still a little mystery left in our relationship.
Everyone tried to take care of you, and you were nothing but mean to them.
I can't believe you're not on my side. Now, I went on your side when someone stole your car radio.
Who else's side could you have been on?
I don't know. A music-loving hobo with a heart of gold.
Sheldon, I understand that you're upset because you feel left out, but I don't know why we're even talking about this. Just apologize to them.
Fine. That's what it takes to go on their dumb trip.
Maybe you could try apologizing because you actually feel bad. It's called empathy. It's something you could work on.
I have empathy. Now, watch. Leonard made me soup, and I was mean to him.
Great. Now try it as if this isn't your first day as a person.
Fine. Leonard made me soup, and I was mean to him. Hey, I felt a little something. Wait, let me try again. Leonard made me soup, and I was mean to him. I was mean to him. He must have felt terrible. Well, now I feel terrible. Neat.
Glad I could help.
Now let me see you feel bad for lying and staying in Detroit longer than you needed to.
I feel so, so bad.
Hey, we're both great at this.